Once again, good evening to everyone.
我们再次向在座的各位说声晚安。
May the peace and the joy of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
愿耶稣基督的恩惠还有慈爱能够临到在座的每一位。
We thank God that this Wednesday evening we can put aside some time worship God and study His words.
我们感谢神，我们在今天能够卸下我们的工作，能够把握这一点时间来一起来敬拜神。
And we know that in the New York area, we recently finished the spring spiritual convocations.
我们知道我们在纽约地区，我们刚完成我们的春季的灵恩布道会。
So we thank God for God's guidance and also giving us some new brothers and sisters in the Lord.
我们也感谢神的带领增添了我们一些新的弟兄姐妹。
And so let's continue to pray for the newly baptized that they can continue.On this spiritual journey and then endure to the end.
那么我们希望在祷告中我们纪念我们这些刚新受洗的弟兄姐妹，我们可以就是从一开始能够一路来走完这个信仰的路程。
Also this week in the New York area, we started to read a new book in the Bible, the Gospel of Matthew.
那我们就是从这个星期开始我们开始一个新的经卷的进度，就是进到了马太福音。
And usually Matthew is probably a very familiar book to many of us.
那么对大多数人来讲，这个马太福音应该是非常耳熟能详的一个经卷。
But I believe that with every reading, every time we revisit familiar passages and stories, we can always gain something new.
那么我们相信我们在每次读这个经卷的时候，我们总是可以学习到一些新的东西。
So for this evening, I actually want to just focus on the very first verse of this book.
那我们今天晚上呢，要来着眼在这一整卷的第一节，头一节。
Let's turn to that verse. Let's go to Matthew chapter 1, verse 1.
我们就来看这一节，我们来看马太福音第一章的第一节。
Matthew chapter 1, verse 1.
马太福音第一章第一节。
It says, the book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Please read.
马太福音第一章第一节，亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙，耶稣基督的家谱。
So this is the first verse of the whole gospel and the first verse of the whole New Testament.
那么事实上，这不但是这一本书这一卷的第一个经节，而且它是整个新约全书的第一节。
Now, the verse may not seem like much when we first read it.
我们刚开始乍读之下，可能觉得说这一节好像没有什么特殊的地方。
Or it may just seem like very familiar terms. So maybe we may not spend too much time to think about it.
或者我们觉得这个经节已经非常耳熟能详，所以我们不会太花时间在这一节上面。
But this time when I was reading the book, I was especially, especially drawn to this verse.
那么当我再一次来读这一卷书的时候，我被这一第一节给吸引住了。
And actually, every single word here is something that we can study and think about.
事实上，这一节的每一个用字都很值得我们去研读，然后去思考的。
For example, in the opening words, it mentions the word genealogy.
比如说在这一节的刚开始，他提到了家谱。
In the original Greek, the word here is...genesis, which is sometimes, I guess you can hear it, right? It's basically Genesis in English.
那么如果我们刚刚仔细听到这个希腊文的读音，它事实上发音就是 Genesis， 事实上很接近我们很熟悉的创世纪 Genesis.
Right. And this word in Greek has many meanings.
那么这个希腊字事实上有非常多重的字义。
The first meaning is how it's translated in English and Chinese, which is genealogy.
那么, 第一个定义呢，事实上就是我们在中文和合本圣经看到的第一个定义，就是家谱的意思。
And so therefore, starting from verse 2 through 17, Matthew then goes into detail about the genealogy of Jesus Christ.
所以从第二节到第十七节，马太他就很详细的把主耶稣的整个族谱介绍给大家。
But admittedly, the word Genesis to be used as genealogy is actually very rare. It's actually, I think, the only time it's used that way in the Bible.
但是希腊文的这个 Genesis 的用字啊，基本上用在当做族谱这个字上，事实上非常罕见，甚至我们可以说它只是第一次被在这个地方被使用到。
There's other Greek words that are usually used to represent the term genealogy.
那事实上希腊文里面有另外一个字，它事实上是更常被使用，真的被拿来当做家谱来使用。
But that's just one first meaning of the word Genesis, right?
但是这只是 Genesis 它的第一定义而已。
But another meaning of the word Genesis is like birth.
那么事实上我们更熟悉 Genesis 它的其他的意义，就是它的诞生、出生。
If we jump to Matthew chapter 1 verse 18,
如果我们看马太福音第一章的第十八节
Matthew chapter 1 verse 18,
马太福音第一章的第十八节
It says, Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows.
这边提到耶稣基督降生的事记在下面。
The word translated as birth here is the same exact word as genealogy. It's Genesis.
所以在这边这个降生的这个字希腊原文事实上用的就是刚刚那个族谱的 Genesis.
Okay. So that's also another embedded meaning that we can think about.
所以这里面有一个它隐藏的意义让我们可以值得来思想的。
But then another meaning of the word Genesis is like a beginning or origin.
那么另外一个就是 Genesis 或 Genesis 的字义可以让我们明白的第三定义，就是它是一个开始或者是一个起源。
Just like the title of the first book of the Bible, Genesis.
就像在整本圣经的第一卷的卷名叫做创世纪一样。
Right, and Genesis, the book,speaks about the origin of the universe and also the origin of God's people.
那么就像这本书的书名创世纪一样，创世纪在讲的是就是这个宇宙的起源，还有这个就是神的选民的起源。
So, those are three meanings just from the word Genesis.
那么光是一个 Genesis 就有它三个字义存在。
And the author Matthew probably has maybe all of these meanings in mind when he writes this first sentence.
所以我们可以想见，事实上马太当他在写马太福音的时候，他事实上用这个字，事实上三个意思他都想进去了。
Right, it can include a genealogy, it can include the birth of Jesus, and also includesBasically, the origin, right? The beginning of Jesus and the gospel.
那么事实上就是他在用这个字的时候，他想到的是耶稣的家谱、耶稣的诞生，还有整耶稣所带来的整个起源。
So chapter 1 verse 1, Matthew chapter 1 verse 1 really can serve as a whole summary of the whole book too.
所以我们可以说马太福音第一章第一节等于是涵盖了整个马太福音的整个最重要的一个总结。
So that's what we can gain already just from the word genealogy.
所以我们光从一个字，从 genealogy 这个字或者族谱这个字，就能够得到这么多的讯息。
Right. Now for the rest of this evening, we would like to study the rest of this verse.
那么我们接下来的晚上的分享呢，就要在这一节的其他用字里面再来做考究。
And so, especially to talk about the topic, Jesus Christ, the Son of David, the Son of Abraham.
尤其是我们在这一节里面看到对耶稣的称谓，就是耶稣基督，亚伯拉罕的后裔，大卫的子孙。
Right. So even though that may for longtime believers, that may be something we've heard countless times, but hopefully, you know, this can be a review and also we can gain something new too.
那么可能对我们一些比较资深的信徒觉得这个已经是一个很耳熟能详的一个称谓或者是称呼，那希望我们在今天晚上学习中可以得到一些新的启发。
Right. Okay, so we will first talk about the name Jesus.
所以我们第一个要谈到的是耶稣这个名字。
The name Jesus is actually, it's the, of course, Jesus is English, right?
那么我们知道说耶稣这个字是我们现在英文用的用字。
And it comes from a Greek word, a Greek name.
那事实上它也是从一个希腊的名字产生出来的。
Which is pronounced Jesus.
那么它在希腊原文的发音方法是 Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus, right?
Jesus.
And this name is translated from a Hebrew name.
那么事实上这个希腊的译音它是从一个希伯来文的名字出产生的。
Which is basically Joshua.
那事实上就是我们很熟悉的约书亚。
Let's turn to a verse. Let's put a bookmark in Matthew 1:1.
我们就把书签放在马太福音第一章第一节。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 7.
我们请看使徒行传第七章。
Verse 45.
第四十五节。
Acts 7, verse 45.
使徒行传第七章第四十五节
says, which our fathers, having received it in turn, also brought with Joshua into the land possessed by the Gentiles, whom God drove out before the face of our fathers until the days of David. Right? Here we can see the name Joshua.
我们在这边第四十五节看到的那个约书亚的名字。
If you look at the original Greek, it is spelled the exact same way as how Jesus would be spelled in Greek.
如果我们读的是新约希腊文的译本，你会发现这边约书亚的拼字事实上就跟耶稣在新约里面拼字是完全一样的。
Right, so now our church, of course, has the Bible tool, eRema.
那么我们教会有那个eRema的那个就是圣经研读工具。
So for those who may beable to use that, you can check that for yourselves.
那么对于可以使用这个软件的弟兄姐妹们可以来用这个方法来查考。
Now, so since the original name is Hebrew, Joshua, right?
所以说这个名字的起源是从一个希伯来文的名字约书亚来的。
Well, what does it mean?
那么约书亚的本意又是什么呢？
The meaning of Joshua, or in Greek, Jesus, isThe Lord saves, or the Lord is salvation.
那么就是从希伯来文或者是从新约的耶稣的这个译音，它的本意就是神救赎，或者就是神就是那个救赎，神拯救。
Okay. So this is what we can keep in mind, right? Whenever you read, even in the Old Testament about Joshua, it's talking about how the Lord is salvation.
所以我们可以把这个字的意义把它记在心里头，即使在旧约时代里面，你称呼约书亚，事实上就是在呼喊神的救赎，神的拯救。
And one thing we also should keep in mind is that whether it's Joshua in Hebrew or Jesus in Greek, it was a common name at that time.
那么另外一件事情我们要留心的是，就是不管是在旧约希伯来文的约书亚，或者新约希腊文的耶稣。这个名字其实在两个不同世代都是非常普遍的。
Right, there are multiple people in the Bible named Joshua and also Jesus.
在旧约里面有很多的约书亚，那在新约里面有很多耶稣。
Like for example, we can go to Colossians 4 verse 11.
比方说我们可以到哥罗西书第四章的第十一节。
Colossians 4 verse 11.
哥罗西书第四章第十一节
says, and Jesus, who is called Justice, these are my only fellow workers for the kingdom of God who are of the circumcision. They have proved to be a comfort to me. Right. So you can see a person here named Jesus.
我们可以看到这边有个人就叫做耶稣。
Right. So in Chinese, I think it's, not as easy to tell, but in the original Greek, it's the same spelling. Yeah.
那么这个可能和本圣经这个作者已经很刻意把它避开来，但是从那个希腊文或英文圣经很清楚看到就是耶稣。
Right, and then he also has another name, Justice, maybe to you know, differentiate him from Jesus, our Savior.
那么他甚至又自己有另外一个名字叫犹士都，可能就是为了要避免产生混淆，跟他所相信的耶稣产生混淆，所以他有第二个名字。
Let's also go to Matthew 27.
我们再来看马太福音的第27章。
Matthew 27.
马太福音第27章。
Verse
16. 请看第16节。
Matthew 27, verse 16.
马太福音第27章第16节。
And at that time, they had a notorious prisoner called Barabbas, right? In some translations, it says they had a notorious prisoner called Jesus Barabbas.
那么在这边提到了一个囚犯叫做巴拉巴，那在其他的译本里面，你可以看到他就直接叫做巴拉巴耶稣。
Yeah. And therefore, verse 17, when Pilate was asking the crowd who to release, it's a very...Interesting question. Yeah.
所以第十七节，当比拉多问说你要我们放的是哪一个的时候，事实上他问了一个非常有趣的问题。
Because he's asking, you know, which Jesus do you want me to release? Jesus Barabbas or Jesus who is called Christ?
所以事实上，比拉多当时的问句是说，你要我们放哪一个耶稣给你们呢？是那个巴拉巴耶稣呢，还是那个称为基督的耶稣呢？
Yeah, so that's something, yeah, another character named Jesus.
所以我们会发现说，在这个经节里面，事实上同时有两个人被称呼为耶稣。
Okay, let's go to Luke chapter 3.
我们接着请看路加福音第三章。
Luke chapter 3, verse 29.
路加福音第三章，请看第29节。
Luke 3:29.
路加福音第三章第29节。
The son of Josie, the son of Eleazar, the son of Joram, the son of Matthat, the son of Levi. Okay. In English, it says the son of Josie, right?
所以在29节刚开始有提到一个是约细，就是以利以谢的儿子。
In the original Greek, it's spelled exactly like Jesus.
那么一样回到希腊原文，事实上这个就是耶稣。
Yeah, so it's basically the son of Jesus, the son of Eleazar, the son of Joram, etc., etc.
所以事实上他就是耶稣是以利以谢的儿子，然后以下类推。
And this is talking from another genealogy in the Gospel of Luke. Yeah.
所以这个是路加福音所引用另外一个族谱。
But what my point here is that Jesus as a name was common at the time.
所以我事实上要强调的是耶稣这个名字在当时事实上是非常常用的。
But now let's go back to Matthew chapter 1.
但是我们如果回到马太福音第一章。
Of course, the Jesus that we all know and worship, right? His name was especially given the name Jesus.
那么我们知道说这个我们很熟悉的名字耶稣，事实上他是被很特别的指定要给予的。
Even though it was a common name, but when God revealed to Joseph or revealed to Mary how they should call their future son, the messengers of God said, call him Jesus.
因为在就是神的使者或者是神像约瑟和玛利亚显现的时候，他们都很清楚告诉他，将来你的孩子出生的时候，你要给他起名叫耶稣。
Now, why is it of all the names he could have had, why Jesus?
所以有这么多的名字可以做选择，为什么他选择了耶稣？
Let's turn to Matthew 1:21.
我们请看马太福音第一章的第21节。
Matthew 1:21.
马太福音第一章第21节。
And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.
21节，他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
Right. So this is a messenger speaking to Joseph.
所以这是一个传信息的人靠来临，就是向约瑟显现。
Right, and then telling Joseph that no, you don't have to divorce her. She is with child, conceived from the Holy Spirit.
然后他这个使者就像啊约瑟说啊，你不要休了玛利亚，因为她是圣灵怀胎，要为你生一个儿子。
And when you have this son, you need to call his name Jesus.
那么你将要有一个儿子。那么这个儿子，你要把他起名叫耶稣。
And then it says, "For he will save his people from their sins."
他说，为什么要叫耶稣？因为他将要将他的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
Right, so even though Jesus was a common name, it was also, you could say, the most suitable name for the Savior.
那么虽然说耶稣是一个非常常见的名字，但是对一个救主而言，他是一个非常适合的名字。
Because this Jesus is going to save people, not just a physical life, but save people from sin and spiritual death.
那么，所以说这个名字的恰当的所在，是因为他不是只是单单把百姓从那个困境中、苦难中救出来，而是要把他们从罪里头，把他们从属灵的死亡当中救出来。
Remember, the name Jesus means the Lord saves.
因为这个名字的本意就是神拯救。
Right, and so Jesus is the Lord in flesh, and he's going to save his people from sins.
然后我们知道主耶稣他是道成为肉身，然后他要以这个神的显现的形式把人给救出来。
So, Jesus truly was the most, in a way, the most appropriate name.
所以我们如果从名字上面了解，我们发现耶稣他的确是一个最恰当来描述这个道成肉身的这位的名字。
And therefore, also, later on, you know, this name was exalted beyond all other names.
后来我们也知道说这个名字被高举超越其他所有的名字。
And there is salvation in any other.
因为普天之下我们没办法靠着别的名。
Yeah, and there's no other name under heaven among men by which we must be saved.
那么在这普天之下，我们没有办法靠着别的名字可以得到拯救。
Okay, yeah, so this is the first name we can talk about in Matthew 1:1.
所以这是我们在马太福音第一章第一节里面所看到的这个名字。
Okay. Let's now talk about Christ now, Jesus Christ.
所以我们开始要讲耶稣基督的基督这个部分。
Okay. The word Christ comes from a Greek word.That means to anoint.
那么就是这个基督这个字是来自于希腊文里面被称为就是那个膏力的。
Okay. So Christ basically means anointed one.
那么所以这个基督这个名字事实上就是受膏者的意思。
And Christ is from Greek. It's a translation from a Hebrew word, which has a same meaning.
那么事实上再一次的这个基督是希腊文它有一个它希伯来文的原文在。
Right, and this, the Hebrew word is Messiah.
那么有着一样的意义，那么这个希伯来文就称为弥赛亚。
Okay, we can turn to John 1 verse 41.
我们请看约翰福音第一章的第41节。
John 1 verse 41.
约翰福音第一章第41节。
He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated the Christ. Please read.
约翰福音第一章第四十一节，他先找着自己的哥哥西门，对他说，我们遇见弥赛亚了。弥赛亚翻出来就是基督。
Here is Andrew speaking to his brother Simon Peter.
所以这里是那个Andrew,
安德烈
啊，遇到他的哥哥西门。
And they are Jews, so they would normally be speaking Aramaic or something like Hebrew, right?
那么他们事实上呢，就是他们当然是用他们很习惯的那种口语，就是他们当时的亚兰文或者是那个希伯来文。
Right, so he was telling Peter, "We have found the Messiah." Messiah is Hebrew.
那么所以他对他哥哥说我们遇见弥赛亚，他用的是希伯来话来跟他哥哥说话的。
But here the author then translated that for Greek readers who maybe were not familiar with Hebrew.
所以当时的写下这个、啊、约翰福音的作者呢，他用当时的读者能够熟悉的语言，所以他又把这个希伯来文的弥赛亚把它翻成当时的希腊文，就是变成基督。
Yeah, so here we can see very clearly Messiah means Christ. You can draw an equal sign, right? It's basically two equivalent words, but just in different languages.
So we can say Messiah and Jesus, in fact, is just one同样意义的字词在不同的语系上被称呼。
Now, since it means anointed one, we also should realize Christ is not a last name, it's a title.
So, we can say that Jesus is being called as the Anointed One, so we need to know that this is a title, it's not a surname.
Okay, yeah, some people, for some reason, think Christ is like a last name, a family name. No, it's just a title, yeah.
那么可能有的人可能会误以为说基督就是耶稣的姓，那事实上它是一个称呼称谓。
Now in the Bible, there are many so-called messiahs or anointed ones.
所以在圣经上面也事实上有很多的受膏者。
If you look through Leviticus, you'll find that the high priest, right, he was anointed by God.
那么如果我们看利未记，我们知道说大祭司是被神所膏立的。
Right, they used oil and poured over his head, and he literally was someone anointed.
那么事实上就是他用被油倒在头上面，所以说他就是等于是被油所膏的。
So in the Hebrew word, you also see the word Messiah referring to these priests.
所以说呢，在旧约圣经里面呢，我们常常可以看，也可以看得到大祭司们被称为弥赛亚，因为他们就是受膏的意思。
Okay.In the Psalms, there is a verse referring to the Hebrew patriarchs also as anointed ones.
那么在诗篇里面有一个经节里面也同时提到了，就是在他们旧约时代的族长也同时被称呼成为受膏者。
Like Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, they are also so-called messiahs.
就好像亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各他们当时列祖的族长，他们也被称为是受膏者。
Right, you can turn to that in your own time. It's in Psalm 105, verse 15.
那么就是时间的关系可以就是请大家可以回去看诗篇第105篇第15节。
Right. But also another one that's very interesting is even a Gentile king, King Cyrus, he was called a Messiah, an anointed one too.
那很特别的，事实上呢，甚至是一个没有受割礼的外邦的君王古列王，他也曾经被称为是受膏者弥赛亚。
Okay. So this is something that we can keep in mind, right? That anybody who was especially chosen by God could be called so-called Messiah.
所以我们要了解说，就是会被称呼为弥赛亚受膏者，事实上是只要是蒙神特别拣选的对象，都有可能被称呼为受膏者。
But overall, when you look at the Old Testament, there eventually became a so-called messianic idea, a messianic figure.
但是到了圣经的旧约圣经的后期，你会发现这个弥赛亚它事实上指向一个所谓的一个救世那一位救世主的一个称呼。
Right. So over the many hundreds of years, through many different prophets and scriptures.The Jews started to expect that God will start to send the Messiah, like the anointed one.
那么经过了几百年的就是预言，还有就是圣经的一些预告，那么整个犹太人他们事实上都相信神为他们预备那一位受膏者要来拯救他们。
And the main idea of this Messiah was it would be somebody.Who would reign over Israel in justice and righteousness forever?
So, in their 认知当中，神会兴起这样的一位受膏者或弥赛亚，他将要统治全以色列，以他的公义还有他的正直来统领。
And this is something we'll talk about in a little bit.
那么我们接下来可能会，我们会再来讨论这个事实。
But for now, let's just look at Jesus Christ now. This term.
但是我们现在来看耶稣基督这两个字合并起来的意义。
When we see Jesus Christ, basically that's saying of all of the Jesuses out there, this specific Jesus that Matthew is writing about is the anointed one, the Messiah they have been waiting for.
那么我们把它合并起来看，我们才能够了解，是在这么多耶稣里面，马太在马太福音所写的这一位，就是那个被受膏的那一位耶稣，才是他讲的那一位。
It's the one they've been waiting for hundreds of years for.
那么也就是他们所有的以色列家等待几百年的那一位。
It's the Jesus that was the Word and became flesh.
那么就是那位耶稣，他道成的肉身。
The one that was born in Bethlehem.
那一位他生在伯利恒。
To Mary and Joseph.
那么是他的父母，就是玛利亚跟约瑟。
And eventually grew up in Nazareth.
然后后来在拿撒勒长大。
That's what's meant when, you know, in the Bible you see Jesus Christ.
所以这就是那个耶稣基督所要讲的那一位。
Referring to the specific individual, right? This particular Jesus is the Christ.
那么特别指向的那一位耶稣才是真正的受膏的那个我们等候的那一位。
It's kind of like other figures in history, like, they could be many people with the same name.
这个好像在历史上面的其他人物啊，可能很多人都拥有共同的名字。
But then they'll add a title so that people can know, oh, that's the one you're talking about.
那么但是加了一个称谓以后，你就很清楚锁定我们事实上是在讲那一位。
Right, like Alexander, right? This is a common name in history.
就好像亚历山大这个名字，事实上也是非常在历史上非常普遍的。
But when you add Alexander the Great, then everyone knows. Oh, that's the one was from Macedonia, and he's the one who formed the Greek Empire, right?
那么就是当可是当我们讲到亚历山大大帝的时候，你就知道说哦，我们讲的是那一位。从马其顿来，然后征服了当时大广大的领地，成为很大的一个希腊化国家的那一位。
So very similar concept with Jesus Christ.
所以这也是我们用一个比较所谓的可以能够理解耶稣基督的一个方法。
Okay. Now when we go back to Matthew 1 verse 1.
那我们再回到马太福音第一章第一节。
Matthew not only says that Jesus is the Christ, but he also talks about two more titles.
那么这边马太除了提到说耶稣就是基督以外，他又为主耶稣加了两个称谓。
And he says that he's the son of David and also the son of Abraham.
他提到说耶稣是大卫的子孙，是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
So let's talk about the first, this middle part, right? The son of David first.
所以我们先来看，就是中间这个部分，就是大卫的子孙。
Right, when Matthew includes this title, it actually has a lot of strong implications too.
所以当马太把就是耶稣称为大卫子孙，他事实上就放了很多的含义在里头。
This would be especially, it would especially, be, it would especially resonate with Jews at the time.
那么事实上这样子称呼耶稣的方法事实上能够让当时以色列能够得到很大的共鸣。
Because this not only implies that this Jesus comes from a royal lineage, he's a king, but more importantly, it's basically a code name to refer to this person as the Messiah.
那么事实上第一个方面呢，就是当他被称为大卫子孙的时候，就是你可以感受到他拥有的王室的血统。另外，更重要一件事情是，当你提到他的大卫子孙，事实上他就像是一个关键字，就是他们在等候那一位要出现。
Right, like because we mentioned eventually, even though there are many so-called messiahs in the Bible, eventually there's this one idea that came to be the most important idea of the Messiah.
那么，虽然说在那过去的几百年当中有很多 的就是弥赛亚受膏者出现，但是呢那一位事实上他有一个非常明确的一个特征。
Right, so this is tied to the covenant that God established with David.
那么事实上这起源于神和大卫所立下来的约定。
Right, and this eventually came into the minds of all the Jews.
所以是让所有当时犹太人都有这样子的一个想法。
That there's going to be a descendant of David that is going to be this this king, and he's going to be the anointed one.
那么大卫家将来将会有一个后裔出现，然后他将要成为君王，来统治整个以色列全家。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 7.
我们来看撒母耳记下的第七章。
Yeah, we're going to turn to many verses here. So let's turn first to 2 Samuel 7.
我们先来看，我们要看很多经节，但是我们先来看撒母耳记下第七章。
Verse 16.
请看第十六节。
And your house and your kingdom shall be established forever before you. Your throne shall be established forever.
第十六节，你的家和你的国必在我面前永远坚立，你的国位也必坚定直到永远。
This is how God established a covenant with David after David was telling God he wanted to build a temple for him.
那么这个是当大卫说他想要为神建造圣殿以后，神跟他立下来的约定。
And God basically said that your house will be established forever.
他说你的家将要永远坚立。
Right, your throne will also be established forever.
然后你的国位也必坚定直到永远。
Right, so later on, there were various psalms also celebrating this covenant with David.
那么事实上后面还有很多的诗歌来称颂，就是神和大卫之间这个约定。
For example, if we go to Psalm 89,
比方说我们来看诗篇的第八十九篇。
Psalm 89,
诗篇八十九篇
，verses 3 and 4,
第三节和第四节
it ，says, "I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn to my servant David, your seed, I will establish forever, and build up your throne to all generations."
第三节，我和我所拣选的人立了约，向我的仆人大卫起了誓。第四节，我要建立你的后裔直到永远，要建立你的宝座直到万代。
Right, and here notice that it says it's your seed. It's singular too.
那么在这边我们要注意到是第四节里面提到你的后裔，后裔是单数。
Okay. Let's also go to Psalm 132.
我们再来看诗篇第132篇
，verse 10。
第十节
，Psalm 132 verse 10，
诗篇第132篇第十节
，For your servant David's sake, do not turn away the face of your anointed, right, your Messiah。
第十节，求你因你仆人大卫的缘故，不要厌弃你的受膏者，就是弥赛亚。
17，
第十七节
，There I will make the horn of David grow. I will prepare a lamp.For my anointed, right, Messiah.
十七节，我要叫大卫的脚在那里发声，我为我的受膏者弥赛亚预备明灯。
Right, so again, another psalm here is a psalm of ascent.
所以我们另外一个可以知道是上行之歌。
And this is a celebration of the Davidic covenant.
那么事实上，这个就是啊，就是在庆祝。那个啊，就是啊，跟利未人所立的一个约定，
跟大卫
所立的这个约定
yeah. ，Yeah, right. And again, you can see that people are having this idea now. There's going to be this one descendant from David. He's going to be this anointed one.
所以大家开就是有了非常明确的一个概念，是将来大卫的后裔有一位将成为这位弥赛亚。
So even to the point of the time of Jesus Christ, this was also in the Jews' mind.
那么即使到了主耶稣诞生的那个世代里面，事实上所有犹太人都有着一致的想法。
Let's go to John chapter 7, verse 42.
我们请看约翰福音第七章第四十二节。
John 7, 42.
约翰福音第七章第四十二节。
It says, has not the scripture said that the Christ...comes from the seed of David and from the town of Bethlehem where David was. Please read.
约翰福音第七章第四十二节，经上岂不是说基督是大卫的后裔，从大卫本乡伯利恒出来的吗？
Right, this was after Jesus went to go celebrate a feast in Jerusalem.
那么这个是当主耶稣去耶路撒冷参加一个他们当时的节日以后
，Right, and then people were arguing who Jesus was, because he was teaching with a lot of power.
那么因为那个时候主耶稣教导带有权柄，所以他们就开始纷纷议论说，这个耶稣到底是谁呢？
Right, and then you can see that, you know, people had the concept the Christ is going to come from the seed of David and then from Bethlehem.
然后他们事实上有那样子的一个概念，就是那一个救世主，那位弥赛亚，事实上就是要从大卫后，要从他的本乡伯利恒出来。
So when Matthew says Jesus Christ, son of David, it is essentially again telling the readers, this is truly the Messiah, the descendant of David, the one that fulfilled that prophecy.
所以当马太他在写大卫、就是耶稣基督大卫的后裔之后，他很事实上很清楚的跟他的读者说明，这个耶稣就是那一位弥赛亚，他们所等候的那一位救世主。
So in the Gospels, for people who really believe that Jesus was the Messiah, they would call him Son of David.
所以对于在当时相信、耶稣就是那一位、受膏者的情况下，很多人就会直接称呼他为大卫的子孙。
Like two blind men on the road in Matthew 9.
就好像在马太福音第九章里面的两个瞎子。
Right, they called Jesus Son of David, and then Jesus later healed them.
那么他们就是远远的呼喊着大卫的子孙，后来耶稣就来医治他们。
Just like there was a Canaanite woman, right, that was called basically a dog by Jesus Christ.
那么事实上另外一位就是迦南夫人被甚至被主耶稣说她就是、像狗一样。
Right, but she believed too. She said, Oh Lord, son of David. Right?
但是她依然相信，她说主啊，大卫的子孙。
Right, my daughter is possessed. Please heal her.
她说她的女儿被鬼附了，求你医治她。
Right, and then Jesus eventually, healed the daughter.
那么后来主耶稣也医治了这个女儿。
Also, one time Jesus was passing through Jericho and Bartimaeus cried out, Jesus, son of David. Right?
那么 有一次耶稣路过、耶利哥的时候呢，有一位、瞎眼的叫巴迪买，在那个时候也是大声的喊叫着耶稣，大卫的子孙。
And Jesus healed him as well.
那么主耶稣也医治了他。
Right? And then remember that triumphant entry into Jerusalem, all the people were crying out, Hosanna, the son of David.
我们也要记得，当主耶稣光荣进耶路撒冷城的时候，何城人喊着这个何塞纳，大卫的子孙。
Right, and children later also in Jerusalem were praising, saying the same thing, Hosanna to the Son of David.
那么同样的，在当时的孩子们呢，也跟着接着在主耶稣进圣城了以后，就呼喊着何塞纳，大卫的子孙是应当称颂的。
So that is what Matthew was getting at when he says,Jesus Christ is the Son of David.
所以这是当初、马太他之所以会写下耶稣基督大卫的子孙、他的写的动机在这里。
And again, it would be especially something that resonate with Jews.
那么这样子的一种称呼事实上会和当时犹太人产生相当强大的共鸣。
Okay. Now, let's talk about the final title now. Jesus Christ is also the Son of Abraham.
那么我们接下来讲他在这边所提到的最后一个称谓，他提到耶稣是亚伯拉罕的后裔子孙。
We know Abraham, he's a very important figure for all the Jews as well.
我们知道对所有的犹太人来讲、亚伯拉罕是一个非常重要的一个角色。
He's the ancestor, he's the father of all the chosen people of Israel.
因为他是所有以色列家的列祖的那个族长。
But something that we know about Abraham is that God also formed a covenant with him.
但是我们对亚伯拉罕的认识，另外一层是神也和亚伯拉罕立下了一个约定。
And part of his promise and covenant to Abraham was something that extended beyond the Jews.
而且更特别是当时神和亚伯拉罕所立下种种约定的其中一个部分，事实上不是只是局限在他的后裔，而是所有的人超过他的后裔能够蒙福的。
Let's go to Genesis chapter 12.
我们请看创世纪第十二章。
Genesis 12.
创世纪第十二章。
Verse 3.
请看第三节。
Genesis 12 verse 3.
创世纪第十二章第三节。
I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Please read it.
创世纪十二章第三节，为你祝福的，我必赐福与他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。
Let's also jump to chapter 18, verse 18.
我们接下来看第十八节，第十八章第十八节。
Genesis 18:18.
创世纪第十八章第十八节。
Since Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him.
第十八节，亚伯拉罕必要成为强大的国，地上的万国都必因他得福。
Right. Let's also go to Genesis 22, verse 18.
我们接着看第二十二章第十八节。
Genesis 22, verse 18.
创世纪二十二章第十八节。
In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice.
十八节，并且地上万国都必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。
Right, so again, in Abraham's seed, singular again.
我们在这边又看到，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，后裔又是单数。
And so when the Jews would have also been familiar with these promises from God.
那么这些犹太人非常熟悉神对亚伯拉罕的应许。
So when Matthew is saying Jesus is also the son of Abraham, he's indirectly saying that this Jesus Christ, he is the embodiment and the fulfillment of those Abrahamic promises and prophecies.
所以当马太在这边提到耶稣基督就是亚伯拉罕的后裔的时候，事实上等于是在陈述耶稣就是那个体现而且能够完成神和亚伯拉罕立约的那个约定，终于完成了。
So if we go back to Matthew chapter 1 verse 1.
所以我们再一次的回到马太福音的第一章第一节。
We can see that Matthew first says that Jesus Christ is the son of David, and then it says the son of Abraham.
所以我们看到在这边马太一开始先称呼耶稣基督是大卫的子孙，再称呼他是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Right. Even though Abraham was before David, though.
虽然说亚伯拉罕他是远远早于大卫的。
But I believe this also is consistent with the salvation plan of God.
但是事实上这个跟整个得救的计划的这次序是吻合的。
Right. Jesus Christ is the savior of first for the Jews and then to the Gentiles.
因为耶稣基督 的这个救赎是先从 犹太人的 家族开始，再来再对所有的外邦人。
Right. So he first is the Messiah for all those Jews who are waiting for him.
所以他一开始是为那些所有一直在等候他的犹太人成为他们的救世主。
But later he became truly the blessing for all peoples, all nations.
但是他最后又成为我们所有万国万民 的福分。
So that everyone who has faith in Jesus can also be saved and be a son of Abraham.
所以当我们愿意来相信耶稣就是那位就是那位受膏者，那位弥赛亚的时候，我们都能够一起蒙福，能够成为属灵亚伯拉罕的后裔。
So maybe let's finally turn to a verse in Galatians.
我们最后来看加拉太书。
Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书第三章。
Verse 6.
第六节。
Galatians 3 verse 6.
加拉太书第三章第六节。
Just as Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Verse 7.
第七节。
Therefore know that only those who are of faith are sons of Abraham. Verse 8.
第八节。
And the scripture foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith preached the gospel to Abraham beforehand saying, In you all the nations shall be blessed. Verse 9.
第九节。
So then those who are of faith are blessed with believing Abraham. Oh, please read.
加拉太书第三章第六节，正如亚伯拉罕信神，这就算为他的义。第七节，所以你们要知道，那以信为本的人就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。第八节，并且圣经既然预先，抱歉，并先看明神要叫外邦人因信称义，就早已传福音给亚伯拉罕说，万国都必因你得福。第九节，可见那以信为本的人 和有信心的亚伯拉罕一同得福。Amen.
So, today, we have believed in Jesus, this Jesus Christ.
我们今天我们同样相信了这一位耶稣基督。
Right. He is the Christ. He is the Son of David. He is the Son of Abraham.
他是基督，他是大卫的子孙，他是亚伯拉罕的后裔。
Of course, he is God himself.
他就是神。
Right. And so, therefore, we thank God, right, that we can be chosen by this Jesus Christ to be saved in him.
所以我们非常感谢神，我们能够被这位耶稣基督所蒙他的拣选，能够与他有份。
Right. In all these titles, we see how God has planned his salvation all the way from the beginning. Yeah.
所以从他的这些称谓，我们知道说神从一开始就怎么样来计划来拯救我们所有的人。
Right. Even during Abraham's time.Even during David's time.
即使是在亚伯拉罕的那个时代或大卫的时代就已经开始。
Then finally coming in flesh, as Jesus Christ.
那么最后道成肉身成为耶稣。
Right, and so today we should be full of thanksgiving that we can have the privilege to be part of this salvation plan.
所以今天我们应该要对于我们能够何等荣幸能够和这个救恩的计划有份。
Not only to be saved by this Jesus Christ,
不单单只是被这位耶稣基督所拯救,
but also to now preach about this Jesus Christ.
而且要开始去宣扬我们所认识的这位耶稣基督。
So this concludes my message for tonight.
所以我们今天晚上的聚会就到这里。
Right, in our prayer, let's give God thanksgiving for being our Lord and our Savior.
所以在祷告中我们要献上我们感谢主成为我们的拯救成为我们的恩典。
Right, let's pray together.
我们一起同心祷告。